Hey friends, welcome to the Johnson City Living Podcast, where we learn about the people, places, events, and flavors that make Johnson City just a lovely place to live. I'm your host, Colin Johnson, with the Colin and Carly Group and Keller Williams Realty. If you're interested in buying or selling a home in the area, or if you're looking at investing in a rental property, give us a call at 423-930-8003, and we will look forward to helping you. Now, let's get to today's episode.
It was an awesome Masters weekend just happened. Did you guys watch the Masters?
I was watching maybe like last time Scotty was leading at that time. Did he win?
Yeah, he won. Oh, Scotty Scheffler won the Masters, so that was happening. But what's something else that's super cool is I'm hanging out with two guys who own Diablo Bar and Grill, Kartik Kumar and Vic Petrana. And Vic and I have been buddies for a little while.
20 years, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know, something like that, a long time. And some guy named Jadeep didn't show up. Like, I don't. What's his story?
Yeah, it's
he didn't want to hang out with us.
No. He really wanted to come. It's just the last minute.
Jadeep, like, you're missing out. We miss you. So anyway, here's the podcast question. You know it's coming because you guys listen to the podcast all the time, Vic. Johnson City Living. What do you love most about living in Johnson City?
Oh, I love the mountains.
The mountains.
The mountains, beautiful, yeah. And plus it's not that traffic on the highways. And on the roads as well, like, and everything is reachable.
Right.
It's not like crazy, like bigger town, and it just chilled out.
Yeah.
I love living here.
Vic?
Oh man, I have a list.
I love it.
Johnson
Let's
City.
Go.
I moved here from New Jersey and I moved here in 2005.
Now it's the Garden State. They've got a lot of pretty stuff up there.
Yeah, they call it Garden State, but the traffic,
Yeah, no good.
No, oof, man, I love the mountains. I love the low traffic and affordable housing. You know, I do a lot of real estate because I just, when I moved from Jersey, my single bedroom apartment rent was like $1,100.
Wow.
I move here and it's $350. I'm like, that's it, done, drop the ball.
I'm here,
I'm gonna live here.
That's right.
And the people, I love the people. You get all kinds of weather. You get a little bit of snow.
Yep.
It doesn't get too cold like up north, and doesn't get too hot like Texas. So I love it, man. I mean, I can go, I love Johnson City.
I think he's a fan of Johnson City.
Oh, I've been living here for 20 years.
I thought you guys were born and grew up here. Did you not?
No, I was.
No? Oh, okay. Where'd you grow
up? I'm not brown enough to come from a different country.
Hey, we got a lot of tan folks around here working at. So where did you grow up?
So I grew up in the capital of India. I grew up in New Delhi.
Okay.
And almost 6 years ago, I moved in Johnson City.
And how did you choose from New Delhi, which is what, 7,000 miles away, to Johnson City?
Yeah, it's all just like, you know, we were having a conversation. I was looking a right path to just move on my career at, and I'm glad that I was on the phone conversation with him, and he told me to come to Atlanta. Because at that time, Atlanta, I think it's the international airport, and it was a small duration flight from my hometown.
Yeah.
And when I went to Atlanta, he told me we have to drive like 5 more hours. And I was like, okay. And then slowly, all the skyscrapers were going like invisible, and it's just all land and everything. And when we came to Johnson City, and it was one of a kind restaurant. There was only Sahib Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
Still, I think it's the only restaurant in Johnson City. And he gave me an opportunity to manage that and everything, like under his shadow. He's my mentor. I'm teaching from him every day. And I'm glad that made quite a bit so far, and always grateful for him.
That's awesome.
Thank you. He's worked hard for it.
How many people live in New Delhi?
Oh, ooh. It's more than probably like maybe
20 million.
Yeah,
more than
Atlanta, New York altogether. Maybe.
So,
oh my God, the traffic is crazy.
Out of 20 million people, how did you connect with Kartik?
So Kartik is my cousin's nephew.
Okay.
So he's kind of like my nephew. I love him like a son, and you know, he gives me full respect and always there whenever. I mean, if I need anything, like, Kartik, hey, we need to go here, we need to get this. And he's always there, always supportive. And and never say no. And he gets things done. He's hardworking.
Yeah.
Self-motivated.
Gotcha.
And so I love him. I love him, man. I'm willing to do 10 more businesses with him.
Oh, that's awesome. Now
in Johnson City.
Where did you grow up? Where were you born?
I was born in North Punjab, about 6 hours from Himalayas.
Okay.
And like between Delhi and Himalayas. I'm like right
in the
middle.
Did you see the Himalayas from your
No, no.
Too far.
Too far.
But they're massive.
Six older Himalayas, yeah.
Okay.
So I came to New Jersey to my uncle and worked
there. I got you. It's like an uncle connection.
Uncle connecting.
I'm seeing how it's going.
It's just, India is all about like the
family.
Like family, like everybody living together, like everybody know each other. It's just like you know, living in a big neighborhood.
Yeah, and now you've been here 7 years?
7 years, yes. Mm.
That's cool. And you've been here 20?
I moved here in 98.
Yeah.
So whatever that, 26 years. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
It's a good ride so far.
love it.
I love it.
And you know, a lot of time people complain, like when I see the local younger generation or today's generation, they're complaining.
About
like how America is so bad. This, what, people. Man, I mean, I come with nothing. Yeah. And here I am, you know, just making it happen. And if it wasn't for America, I would not have been this successful. I could not have been this successful in India, I tell you.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Like
people like my age or my cousins and friends, man, they're still struggling. I mean, because they're, you know, just
there's just such
so much competition in India. There's so many people, and
there's just a little
so expensive. Yeah.
It's all about the, you know, you dream and you can make it happen here. Like it's that kind of opportunities you have, the resources you have here. It's outstanding.
Yeah,
and it's nothing like. That's why I like about the United States. It's like, you can just go in any field.
Land of opportunity.
You can nail it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, land of opportunity.
Well, I hope that it's still like that. I don't, you know, I mean, we've got immigrants pouring in across
the country. Well, the
because they're wanting border, they want something better, right?
And so, yeah, but if they come legally, like follow the right path, it's totally different from crossing the border
100%.
And then us now,
right.
Me, us paying taxes. Paying for there, if they get sick, they go to doctor, hospital, you know, they get treated, they're using our roads, all resources. Yes.
So you guys both U.S. citizens yet? Or are you gonna be?
Yeah, I'm almost citizen. Like I already applied for it, but
he's a green card holder. You know?
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm a permanent resident.
Legal, but you're like resident, working to get your citizenship.
Pays his taxes
that's awesome.
And all that.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even remember when I became a citizen.
Long time ago.
Oh, maybe 8, 9, like 20 years ago, 18 years ago.
That's awesome.
I became a citizen. Yeah.
All right, so.
I don't even have an Indian passport. I just, it's all.
It's all American.
All American,
You're full American.
Just the brown body, that's all left.
We're going to have to work on your accent a little bit.
A little bit.
Because we're in East Tennessee, kind of got to work on it. Just a little,
y'all.
Just a little bit, y'all. Yeah, you fellas. All right. So you guys run some restaurants. Where did restaurateuring come up? Where did you start doing this?
So when I came,
did you grow up around restaurants in?
Well, when I came to
India?
Jersey, no. When I came to Jersey, uncle had a restaurant. I worked in it, kind of learned, got my green card, and that's how I knew restaurant industry. And then when I moved to Tennessee or Johnson City, I saw there was no Indian restaurant in Johnson City, and it was good. I mean, things weren't this expensive back then, so you know it was easier to open. I mean, people were available to do things. It's not like now you called and you wait for a few weeks to have them show up. Now and back then they were there the next day to work and
So when did Sahib open in Johnson City?
2006.
Okay.
2006 is when it opened.
Carly and I love Indian food, and we've been ever since it opened.
Yeah, I've served you many times over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out with you guys for a long time. In the hotel to begin with, right?
On the other side of town.
On the other side of town.
Yeah. It had a storage unit now.
Is it? Yeah, it was massive. Holy smokes. Yeah. It is a big storage unit. Yeah. So 2006, and then so that's done pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
But you also do some real estate stuff, too.
Yeah, flip houses, rental apartments, you know, all kinds of stuff.
You got a hotel?
I got hotels, local hotels.
Is that because you want to be in the club? Like, all your buddies have hotels, and you're like, all right, I'm going to get a hotel.
No. This lady who used to own this hotel came to Sahib, and she just put her head down on the bar. I was like, are you okay? She's like, I am tired. My daddy's making me run the hotel. And I was like, well, I mean, does it not make money? She's like, it makes good money, but I'm tired of running it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know, do you want to sell it? And that's how it started.
That's how it started. Yeah, that was a long time ago, right?
That was
10 years ago, right?
15.
15?
Yeah.
15. It's crazy.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. So then you decided to go, hey, we're going to open a Mexican restaurant.
Well, it was all Kartik's idea. It was all, I mean, it was the best idea. Better than, I mean, I wish I had that idea before opening Sahib to me. And I sometimes feel like, how come I didn't have this idea?
Yeah.
So he came up with this idea, and he wanted to open a nightclub and a restaurant. And as soon as he put the plan on the paper, I was like, I'm in, man.
Yeah.
It's his baby more
so
than.
So we started like as a, like, you know, when you go out, like, I came here 7 years ago, and
right. There
were like only 2-3 bars in downtown area at that time. And I think we got more and more population after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And before COVID.
They've been moving here like crazy.
There was only a few bars. And and you know, I had the idea, where I come from, mm-hmm. I grew up in this kind of culture where—
Kind of a nightlife.
Nightlife.
Yeah,
Delhi,
nightlife
Delhi,
and everything. Yeah. And I was like, I think this town is missing something of that vibe, like,
sure.
Which we can showcase over here. And we just needed a right place, and we got the right place and everything. It took us a little time to construct it and everything.
Well,
get
because
it was
COVID, so.
Yeah.
COVID, yeah, it was the old Willow Tree Coffee House, right?
Yeah.
But
COVID
everybody
needed a lot of renovating. Yeah.
Yes, but everybody helped us, like, very well, like the city and everyone. Everybody.
Oh, the city was very cooperative.
Very
They were very helpful.
Sure. They're like,
very
yeah,
helpful.
We want to make. I will say our city is very helpful. They want to
very
help
helpful. Oh man,
they
want to if it wasn't
commerce.
For city.
Yeah, if you're looking to move a business here, they're great.
Oh,
they
welcome you with open arms. Yeah,
we got lots of resources, lots of people. It's the Chamber of Commerce, and
it's all that's like the smooth sailing we had because of that. And when we opened Diablo, and we have to have some kind of a cuisine, because when I talked to him about this project, I told him about the bar, and he was like, you need something to have like a food, something like that. And we don't want it to do Indian, because it's really hard for Indian restaurant. We usually have to drive 4 hours to get all the spices and everything. And everything, like, you know, some of the stuff comes from a really far area.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't wanted to do it. And we wanted to have something like a food cuisine. And then he had his team ready. He had worked with so many people. He helped us, like from the bottom, he helped us to the 100%. And because of his ideas and everything, we are still going good.
Yeah. When you tried to, I mean, I think you started the project right before COVID, right? And it in the middle somewhere in there. It took forever.
We had a plan together right around before COVID.
Yeah.
We had the location we were talking about, looking at different places.
We were about to start,
COVID
hit.
Bam, then, oh.
Yeah, I remember the date as well. It was 18th of March when they announced it's a lockdown, but still was very happy. It was nothing like India over here. There were still restaurants open, and you can have like the drive-through services and everything on. And you're not like locked inside your house.
Yeah.
You had still something to do. But it was a crazy time. Thank God we all passed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was crazy. Yeah, the COVID.
Yeah, especially as a restaurant owner. That's hard.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going out. And you got a buffet. a lot of times, everybody's like, I don't know about it. It's going to kill me if I eat it, you know.
Yeah, we didn't have buffet for almost a year.
Yeah, we didn't have any buffet.
8 months, no buffet.
That's my favorite thing about it. Mm-hmm. I like getting a little bit
of
everything.
And then you have to have only limited people inside the restaurant when they opened up a bit with some of like distance that you have to maintain. But it was a crazy time.
We should have been in the plexiglass business. We were going to crush it.
At that time?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We're going to wore it out. It was everywhere. People walking around in plexiglass boxes.
I have a friend, or I don't call him friend anymore. He is in the glove business.
Oh, yeah.
And I called him. He could answer in my call. He's like, and then when I went to India this past October, and I saw him, I said, you know, I called you around COVID time to get some gloves and all that. He was like, buddy, I tell you, man, I had government regulated me, and I had to make gloves for them. So I'm sorry, I mean, I didn't have time. He was working 24/7, like he had
teams making gloves,
Yeah. So, yeah.
Isn't it crazy the different industries that did come out of COVID? Yeah. Masks, like nobody wore a mask ever.
Yeah.
Unless you're in the hospital, and then everybody's wearing them. It's just interesting. Yeah, so masks. What were some of your first jobs growing up?
First jobs, I used to manage my dad's business back there. Really? He has like a hospitality business. Okay. He's like mostly like a
catering. So you've been around it all the time.
Yes, but it's totally different. What you do over here and what you do over there is totally different.
Gotcha.
And when I came over, you have to learn like from ground zero, like how you start and everything. I think that what helps me, like what I did, what he showed me, because he was not like, here you go, you have to go from the top. No, you have to learn from the level one.
Work your way up the ladder. That way you know how to do it all.
Yeah, because
and you're not afraid to do it all.
That makes sense to me now. And
the
like,
time you're like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know, then you start, oh, I know this. I did this already. Yeah. Oh, yes. He taught me about this too. Mm-hmm. So, yes, those things when come up on my table, I was like, yeah, I know this. I'm prepared for it.
Yeah. What was your first job, dude?
Oh, at a restaurant.
In the restaurant?
Restaurant, and then I did all kinds of jobs, Pizza Hut delivery, McDonald's. Oh man, I had my own vegetable business back in Jersey. What else did I do? I worked in a Mexican restaurant there. I worked like 3-4 different.
They've always been around the restaurant business, food business, delivery.
Yeah.
You're a hustler.
I was, I don't know if I'm a hustler.
You're still a hustler, yeah. I think, where did you catch the hustler vibe? Like, you know, just hardworking. Did you get that from your dad?
Well, I had no way back. I mean, I came with $65 in my pocket, and that's it. You know, daddy was like, hey, if you go, you're on your own. You know, this is it. And started hustling.
How old were you?
16.
So you left India at 16 with $65 in your pocket. That's your dad was probably saying, stay.
Well, daddy had no opinion. He was like, well, you know, it's up to you. You want to go? I don't stop you, but this is all I have, you know. And there's no way back if you go. Maybe he was saying, trying to like, he'll do something. If he knows he can fall back, he won't do it. But then I was like, well, no way back, buddy.
I got to do it. Every day you're like kind of going, all right, it's up to me.
I remember there were times I was working 18, 19, 20 hours a day just to pay that expensive rent
on one bedroom, on the 1,100.
One bedroom and then pay car insurance was like $272 liability because I was young, you know, so everything's, you had to work, pay those. And then as soon as I saw Johnson City, it's like, man, insurance $50-$60 and you know, the apartment rent is $3. I'm moving here.
Now it's changed a little bit, like in 26 years. But yeah,
it's changed quite a bit.
It's crazy what things cost nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done all kinds of odd jobs just to get to where, you know, you want to be.
When did you say, hey, I'm ready to, I want to open my own restaurant? Like, when were you, was that in Jersey? You were like, I like this industry.
In about 2004 and 2005, I started looking for, you know, I had a little small vegetable business. Like I would get up 3 a.m, go buy my vegetables or for the local people and deliver and make, you know, a little bit. And I was kind of tired of getting up 3 a.m. and, you know, And I was, I had, you know, because I was working so hard, so I had funds saved.
Yeah.
Young kids, today's generation, I don't know how today's generation think about money, but when I was 23, I had $100,000 saved. I worked that much.
One more time.
23, I had $100,000
saved. $100,000 saved at 23. That's pretty strong.
23.
That is like, but you know.
But I work, like 7 days, 20 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours.
And if you're working that much, you don't have time to spend it.
You don't have time to spend it. And so that's when I was like, I looked at my, I was like, okay, I think this will make me open my own business. So that's when I found the old Sahib location here and then opened my place.
What brought you to Johnson City? Like, what was the connection there?
You know, one of my uncles had a restaurant in Kingsport, Sitar.
Oh, okay.
Came to see him.
Gotcha.
And then end up in Johnson City.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How many uncles do you have? 70?
A few.
Got but, a few uncles.
But yeah, that was, man, it worked hard back then.
Hard working.
Not now.
Yeah.
Take it a little easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
What's something you wish you'd known in your career that you know now that you wish you'd known when you started?
Or
maybe
man.
Somebody listening.
Real estate. If I knew real estate back then, I mean, I'm still doing great, but if I knew real estate back then, man, in 08, 09, 10, when we had that crash, I wish I had bought more.
Bought like, it all, yeah.
A lot more than what, but hey, it's, whatever, wherever I am, I'm happy.
That's right. You know, you can't look back and go, I wish I'd done it differently. Yeah. So you wish you'd gotten into real estate. How about you?
Oh, I wish if I go back in time, I can buy some Bitcoins, though.
Oh.
But
Bitcoin, yeah.
Kartik's liking Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. This is the problem with, you know, my generation, internet. You cannot save $100,000 by the 23 because of the internet. They have so many options, like you want to invest something here and there.
You could.
You
just chose to spend it on different
things. It's just like, you know, there's so many things.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
But Vic was singularly focused. He's like, I'm just keeping it in the bank.
That's the key, to be honest.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Every day, putting it away. Or just work 20 or 40 hours a day so you don't have to.
Don't have time to spend it.
That's right. You're working 18, 20 hours a day. You don't have time to spend it. That's right.
But, exactly. You know, working hard is the key, yes. Like, I work too, like six days, 10 hours straight.
He's worked hard.
It's just like now
He still does. He still
Like
he
now
still
I does. Know, like, you know.
I mean, 4 in the morning I call and he's, I'm here, we're closing, we're cleaning, you know. Everybody left at 3, now we're cleaning. So, yeah. Well, they work hard.
Yeah, well, that was one of my next ones. What's some of the difficult stuff? Like, I guess COVID, obviously, but what else is difficult in your industry that,
oh, it's everything. It's the competition. It's everybody coming with new ideas every day. And this restaurant industry, it's like, it's the flavor. Like, if you have to come up with something new every 3-4 months, or like something like you have to be particular on your taste and everything, like what you are giving people.
Consistency
and everything. Yeah.
Quality. My word to today's generation and people who are working in every day or restaurant business or whatever business they're trying to run, you know, life, you'll have challenges and we just have to overcome and work hard and just, you know, and just keep moving forward.
Forward.
I've had so much.
Keep working,
you know,
hard.
So many difficulties, you know, chefs quitting on you, people not showing up. And I mean, you just, if you show up every day and try to, you know, get things done, and life is not easy, but if you work hard and you're focused, it's the easiest thing. You know?
Right. So, it can be, right. What you focus on.
Yeah. So
you can focus on all the bad stuff going on.
I love how Diablo's vibe, and I know it's late hours, hard working, but hey, at the end of the day, when we see people, that many people love us.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, we're not even counting how much money we're making. But when we see that many people loving us, man, it's the best thing. And we just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
Sahib a little bit more, just because we don't have many Indian restaurants around, right?
No,
so for people listening maybe who are like, I don't don't know if I want to go to an Indian restaurant. I've never tried it. You know, what would you tell them, Vic?
Well, we all gotta try new things.
Sure.
I mean, I'm all about trying new things.
Yeah.
And people who have never tried, and a lot of people have misconception that it's spicy. It is not.
Right.
We don't make it spicy. It's flavored. Mm-hmm. And that's why I still do buffet even today, because I want people who've never tried it, come try the buffet. I mean,
hands down, Carly and I love the buffet. It's like one of the best things out there. We love all the different flavors. And we went one night and I was like, I'm never coming back for dinner. Sorry, I'm not saying, I'm just telling you that just because I didn't know exactly what I was ordering. And like, I got something that was fantastic, but I was like, oh, I wanted some of the other, you know, like you don't get a lot.
You like the variety, right?
Right, I like the variety. If we had come with a big, you know, we should have come with a big group and we could have just shared everything. But the buffet, if you
want to
experiment, like just try something, it's fantastic.
And I have a lot of people who would not come and try. And once they tried the buffet, they're hooked. They come every week, they love it. Yeah. I mean, we have all bread, seafood, chicken, lamb. All kinds of stuff, mild salad, spices, salads, and that I think buffet is still kind of
What's your favorite dish on the buffet?
Oh, I love tikka masala. Yeah. Chicken tikka masala, that's my favorite all the time. I mean, just
I like butter chicken. Like,
you like butter chicken.
Yeah. I like the chili chicken personally.
Chili chicken's pretty good.
Chili chicken, yeah.
It's so called good. Chili chicken, but it's not spicy.
It's not super spicy. It's kind of a sweet chili spicy.
Sweet chili spicy. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I was gonna see if you can cut the chicken marsala chicken just like one more time because it's a little they're big chunks and you're like that I have to kind of work, so if you just
make it smaller,
dice it just a touch, that's just my 2 cents. You didn't ask for it, but hey, it might be on the buffet now. What's your favorite thing on the line
on the buffet?
Butter.
I love saag paneer. I like the spinach dish. It's and I like the naan with it.
Yeah, I love. Sorry, get jasmine rice. Yeah. Put the spinach on
and
there.
And whenever my meal is over, and then I like to take four or five gulab jamun balls. Those sweetened.
Those are good.
Have, oh my god, those are addicting.
Yeah, my son Christian loves those things. Yeah, it's good. It's so good. Okay, let's talk about Diablo, your restaurant. Where'd you get the name?
Oh, so the name comes from, it's the spicy, like it's the spice. It's something like, it's not just only used this name by me. There's some other restaurants as well, but it's some, they have like Southern and Western. In Western, if you go to like Western culture, you'll see a lot of like the names of the restaurants from the chilies they have. So Diablo is something like the spicy,
like, spicy chili.
Something different, something like that's where I come with the name, like, gotcha. And it's something like different, like, you know, like Diablo, like that. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
I go to yoga, go to gym or supermarket. People see that, oh, you own Diablo. Oh, I want to go there for my 21st. Or I went to Diablo for my 21st. We had a great time. So, and people have told me that it is the spot, what people are talking about these days.
Look at that.
It's the spot.
That's cool. Yeah. That's why we're here. We got you on the podcast. Talk about it. See, Mitch is no dummy. He's like scheduling. Him and rest are scheduling people that know what's going on. All right. So talk about your restaurant. Where exactly is Diablo located?
It's at 216 East Main Street. It's just like
right in the heart of downtown.
Yeah.
It's in a great location.
Great location. Yeah. Oh, location.
It does.
The key to business. Yeah.
We need to open a parking garage. Okay, so what kind of cuisine is Diablo?
It's a Mexican cuisine, but most of our menu items are from West culture, and the birria tacos or the birria menu that we have, it's a must try. If you haven't tried, if you haven't been to a Mexican restaurant that doesn't have birria, try this one.
Okay.
You will not regret it.
I'm looking forward to trying it. Mitch was talking before the podcast. He was like, have you had birria tacos? And I was like, no.
It's not just the tacos. We have quesadillas. We have birria bowl, ramen, burrito, pizza.
You got it all.
Yeah,
go through the menu. Talk about, like, if we came in, what would you start us out with?
I would start you with a table swipe guacamole, and you can have our very specialized.
So you got the little cart that comes up, and you make it right there?
We can do that, too. Yeah. But if you want something, we have different kinds of guacamole. We have, if you want table side, we can do table side. Yeah. If you want something like our house special, we can get that, too. And we will start with a specialized margarita too.
Oh, there you
like
go.
My bar manager, Donald, he's really great at the margaritas and micheladas.
Okay.
And if you want to try, no, after that, I would give you a birria ramen or something if it's a chilly weather out there. So you will like that swoopy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With some ramen noodles in it. And if you want something great, try the birria pizza or the tacos. It's all-time favorite.
Gotcha. That's cool. And then talk about, like, because you were talking about nightlife is a big part of the restaurant. And you were saying second level, like, is it, tell me about this.
So the nightlife, so on Friday nights, we have a Latino night. It's for the, since it's a Mexican restaurant, and we want to promote this culture a lot. And Latino event is one of the most popping event we have. I think we are the only one doing it in Johnson City.
We got a large
Latino
population.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of.
And
which is cool.
Saturday we have a hip hop top 40 night, and it's mostly like a sold out event for Saturday night. It's I love Saturday nights, but it's something like, you know, with some nice music and nice atmosphere, nice drinks where you don't have to, like, you know, struggle for getting one drink.
Right.
Like, that's why we have a very big bar, and I have four bartenders or three bartenders always working at same time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I want you to experience it.
Yeah.
And feel it.
So dinners from 5 to 9
on the weekend,
and then it starts picking up a little bit more with the night club scene kind of.
So club scene. So what happened is
do you do the turntables?
Yes. 9:30, we have a transition, so we close the kitchen by 9:15 on Friday and Saturdays.
Okay.
But mostly, other than days, we are open till 10.
Gotcha.
And after 9:30, we have a transition. We take the tables in the storage area and makes it like a pretty spacious space where people can dance and enjoy, have a great time. Have some high top tables where you can sit down, chit chat.
But
And we have a booth side area as well. We have two halls, so if you want, like, some kind of a conversation, and if you think it's too loud, you can go into the other hall and still enjoy the same thing with some chat.
Cool. Yeah. How late do you guys stay open on Friday and Saturday?
Our last drink call is at 2:45, and by 3 we close.
That's late. Or very early.
Those old people.
We're getting up. Like, Vic and I are getting up in an
4,
hour.
4:30.
it's late, but it's packed.
Yeah.
The main street is packed by 2. If you see at 2:45, you will not see people at 6 p.m. at that many when you see it at 2:45.
That's crazy.
In the morning.
I go to bed around 9:30, 10. I'm a 10 o'clock guy.
10-ish, yeah.
And about midnight, I will get a call from a friend. Hey, I can't get in. Can you get me in? I'm sleeping.
Right. Just no. Denied. That's hilarious. Well, what do you see like the future of Diablo? What do you feel like is going to happen?
The future is right now it's just going to be like Sahib, like one of a kind, but expanding Diablo.
We are thinking, we're seriously thinking of expanding and maybe having a branch in Bristol or Knoxville or whatever. It's still in the talks.
Yes.
Nothing set on stone, but we're still talking to, you know, kind of grow.
Second location.
But it's a little too soon.
We just want
to.
Because
I like to give about a couple of years to a business before we start branching out, type of thing.
Last.
So Asheville, I don't know. I
mean, we'll
see. And it's Karthik. As soon as he says he's ready,
it's just
I'm following. I mean, it's his dream, his baby. I'm just right behind him, you know, because he's the mastermind.
I just go with the people suggestions. I've been getting so many, like, people come in to me, like, hey, you should open something in Bristol. You should open something in Knoxville.
There you go.
Like, we want something like this happening place. I'm like, yeah, it's just like, it's so much of a work. Like, seriously, like, it's hard. But yes, maybe in future we have plans. We'll do something like that. And right now we're just focusing on this one. And trying to get more and more newer things coming up,
which
you know, we always have to be a wow factor in it, and you will see that in coming months as well.
Yeah, you gotta have.
We have plans for summer and everything, and we are trying to have our patio side open. Let's see how long.
Big night on Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yeah. We are completing 1 year anniversary as well.
That'll be right
Cinco
around
de Mayo.
May 5th, because that's the day we opened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Last year we didn't have. So a lot of people didn't like it. Cinco de Mayo, no margarita.
Yeah.
And then
no cerveza.
No cerveza.
But this, we having a whole Latino weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Cinco de Mayo. And it's going to be a whole festival at Diablo.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. What, do you have any other restaurant ideas in your all's brains that you're thinking about putting out there?
Well, I'm with him now. I mean, whatever he says.
Yes, we have plans for expanding, but yeah.
Indonesian restaurant, something, I don't know. You know, yeah. Nothing else. Currently, we'll talk about. I got it. I like it.
Well, you suggest us something.
I'll find something. Yeah, because I think we've got people who are moving here too and asking for different things. I'll have to do a little survey and see what are we missing in Johnson City, and that's what you got it.
You know, there's no Ethiopian restaurant. Have you ever had Ethiopian food?
Yes, it's delicious.
Oh, man. It is excellent.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good option. I still miss Babette's, the beignet place. I don't think they're back open yet.
Which one?
Babette's, like they make these little beignets. They're like from Café du Monde. If you're ever in New Orleans, there's this restaurant called Café du Monde, and my son was just there, and they make, they're like little puffy bread dough balls, almost kind of like but they're hollow.
Yeah.
Because they're flat, and they throw them in the fryer, and poof, and then they cover them in powdered sugar. Oh, they're so good. And they're open 24 hours, 7 days a week in New Orleans, and they are printing money down there. It's unbelievable. So we need one of those.
Yeah.
If you want to get that going, I'm in. I'll help out with that. So Uncle Vic's inspiring you.
Yes.
Keeping the out, helping you grow up. Now, who are you mentoring? Who's coming up?
Because
you got responsibility now, right?
I'm still learning.
Okay.
Still learning. Let me
get old like Vic.
Yeah. Not old. Let me have something like a. Like, you know,
I think we're the same age.
Then he will come up to me and tell me, yes, no.
Now you're ready. And here's little Karthik.
Then probably, yes, if I get an opportunity, we'll.
Yeah, because you got to pay it forward.
Absolutely. I will tell the same.
It's been uncle to uncle now.
I'm grateful, to be honest. Yes, blessed. Thank you, Alvaro. Shut up.
I love it. All right. What didn't I ask you about the business, the restaurant stuff that we should have talked about?
Well, we want people to come and try.
Of course.
And yep. People who've never tried Indian, you know, come on over, try the buffet.
Yeah,
and,
super
and,
good.
And they'll love it and then yeah. Keep coming back. And
if you mention the podcast, Vic will give you 10% off.
10%. Well, I'll do 10%.
Yeah.
Mention Perfect. The podcast, I'll give you 10%.
10%.
Look at that.
Diablo, 10%.
Get them in there.
Yes.
Come on, people.
Come try.
And if you can't come in the evening or in lunch, try the nightlife.
Yeah, for lunch too. You're open for
lunch. We are open 11 to 10 every day. It's just only Friday, Saturday. We close at 9:30.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just for 1 hour of transition. So nightlife starts at 10:30.
Except Mondays
we're closed, yes.
All right, you guys ready for some hard questions?
Yeah, of course.
What's your favorite restaurant that's not yours?
My favorite is
Look at him breathing deeper.
I would say just because of the space and everything and the location, I like the Kickback Jacks a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You like Kickback Jacks.
Kickback Ooh. Jacks. What do you think, Vic?
I like Label.
Oh, yeah.
Rafael, you know.
Rafael.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good dude. He's been on here. He was one of the first guests.
Label was my first choice, but I wanted Kickback Jack just because of the house coffee atmosphere. Like,
are you going to put out some TVs on the patio?
And like, it's just more like a sports bar, but you can turn into wonders. I don't know why they're not doing that.
Gotcha. What do you like to do for fun when you're not working 18 hours a day in Johnson City? For our people listening, like, what's some fun stuff to do?
Oh, I really like that. The Willow Spring Park, live near there. I have two dogs. I take them to the dog park. I chill there with the people a lot, and sometimes we play cricket.
Oh, yeah.
And these days, they are playing pickleball. Oh, no, we play.
Playing a lot of pickleball lately.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so addicted to it. I mean, I can.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Buddies of mine, we text.
We go pick.
Okay, let's go. And we skip our dinner, fine. We skip our lunch, we're fine.
We just keep playing.
Playing.
And I'm going to beat you. It's a lot of fun. pickleball is taking off. I had one lady call me and she was like, I just want to be near a pickleball court. Like if that's one, I said, what do you want to find in your house? Well, bedroom, blah, blah, blah. But it's got to be near a pickleball court.
It gets to Highland Ridge where we live. Yeah. They've marked the tennis court.
So you can play on that.
We can play. So we play pretty much every day over there.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Where are you going to go get your, where's a good place for a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger, like.
Do you eat cheeseburgers?
I have a chicken burger though. Like,
One at Diablo?
Yes, okay. I love. Yeah, we have a cheeseburger too over there too. Yeah. Like, if you want cheeseburger,
but
like,
if you're not at Diablo,
I have a Diablo spicy burger.
Where are you gonna get your cheeseburger?
The thing is, I would go to Label for sure.
Yeah, Label. Label's my number one place.
You guys, Pals fans? You ever go to Pals?
No, like I like Chick Fil A though.
Times. Long time ago, but I'm more of a Label. Let's
sit down.
Yeah,
sit knife down. And fork yeah. burger kind of guy. Yeah. It's a little fancy. I like it.
My kids love Chick-fil-A, so we go to Chick-fil-A
anytime, all the time.
Fast food, Chick-fil-A, Daddy's Chick-fil-A.
It's so good.
And you know, if I think of a sandwich or a cheeseburger, or my car automatically goes to Chick-fil-A. It's like set up because kids taken me there so many times.
You're
like,
just automatic. Yeah. Oh, I'm already here. Look at that. Yeah. Where do you guys go for pizza?
I like Main Street. Pizza.
Main Street is good. Main Street. You know, there used to be scratch pizza.
I know. It was so good.
Oh, man. John. Forgot his last name. John.
And, he passed away.
He passed away, yeah.
Like a fishing accident.
Jamie, yeah. John and Jamie. They used to make the
It was so good. It was special.
I mean, he would throw extra.
They have a trust. Did you get a trust? Whatever, John. This might be.
I mean, like a curry pizza. Oh, yeah. All kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, it
curry
was so
paste
good.
On it.
Yeah. You should open up the scratch again. Sitting up there not doing anything.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
We'll find out. Yeah, we got some college kids. I got some college kids. I got a college kid soon that will be wanting to work so we can get him a job there. What are you guys just like? What's up? Fired up. Like, I'm like, whoa, let's go. It's go time. What gets you just jumping out of bed? Like, I'm going to go take on the world. What does that do for you? What's that for you, Karthik?
It's like take on the world. Just like, just woke up and let's get it.
Yeah.
Like,
what's that look for like for you?
Like anything, like.
Hit a jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoverball. Yeah, of course. Hoverball, like, yeah, of course.
Imagine. There we go. All right. I love it. All right. Well, it was awesome talking to you guys. I'm excited to come check out Diablo. I'm sorry I haven't been there. Please forgive me, Carly, and I'll come check it out. We've been to Sahib 100 times.
We're your neighbors.
Probably 1,000 times. We are somewhere neighbors. It's right over here. Where we're recording the podcast. We're just close. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you do and where you guys go. Everything you all do is just... it's a lot of fun to come be a part of it. You feel very welcome. I feel very
appreciated.
We're brothers, and it's fun to just be a part of it. So thank you very much for what you guys do. Thanks for bringing awesome cuisine to our area. That's not, you know, we don't have it.
Just thank you for being supportive, especially at Sahib all the time. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you for feeding us wonderful food. It's a win-win.
Win-win for both. Yes.
Situation for sure. And thank you guys listening and watching on the podcast. I enjoyed the conversation. I hope you guys did. I can't wait for you all to come try Diablo and Sahib and stretch it. Just reach out, try it. We promise you won't be disappointed. And if you want, you're listening on the airwaves somewhere all across the country, maybe New Jersey, maybe you're in New Delhi. I don't know, but we would love for you to move here, and we'd love to help you do that, help you invest in real estate. We manage your property. We can help you build wealth there. Johnson City is just hopping. And
it
so
is hopping. A lot
it's
of
a great
moving.
Spot to move to.
Yes,
so come on.
Thank you.
So come on. Until next time, have a great afternoon. Have a great day.